Well, as I am recording this podcast, it's been about a year since all hell broke loose in this nation, what we know as a corporation. And what has broken out in different countries around the world. People have been in quarantine, lockdown, during all of this pandemic. It's been one of the most controversial years. It's like, who do you believe? What do you believe? Is the news real? Is it not real? But just taking a step back just to reflect. In today's episode, A Year in Review, we're going to talk about three things to learn from being in lockdown.
Hey there! Welcome to Conversations with Hikini, author and creator. This podcast is all about learning how to live in time, sharing mindful tips on homeschool, wellness, and making money online, learning how to be confident and comfortable in your own skin, mindful living one day at a time. Are you ready to create the life that you want? A goal without a plan is just a dream. So grab your smoothie or cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go.
There's so much we can learn just from this experience. You hear about it in history books. Maybe you've heard about different things happening around the world. How something happens, there's some type of breakout and people can't leave. There are people that are dying. There are people that have to take some type of vaccine. And you never think something like that is going to happen in your neck of the woods. Well, a year ago it happened. If you would have told us years ago that we would be experiencing what has happened in history, because history really repeats itself, we wouldn't have believed it. I don't think so. That we would be wearing masks and going through all of this just wow, crazy stuff. We would have never believed it. Despite what people think, we're not going to get into all the details of your view of whether this is real, fake, whatever. Everyone is entitled to their own opinions, so we think. A lot of times when people want to speak out about what they believe, they're shut down, people are banned. People that I've followed before on YouTube and just, well, I haven't been on all the social media platforms lately, but there's been quite a few people that have been banned for just trying to share their side of the story. And it seems like they haven't been able to do so. Three things to learn from being in lockdown. Number one, when people show you who they are, believe them. There's so much when I think about Transformers more than meets the eye. A lot of times, if you want to know something about someone, just observe them. I think being in lockdown, not being able to be around a lot of people, maybe you glean from a lot of influencers online and even just maybe if you have connections where you can talk to people on Zoom or on the phone. But during crises, you start to see what people are made of. You start to see them crack. you start to see them really pull back all the layers of vulnerability, and just really start to see who they really are, taking off all the frills and the fluff. And so a wise person years ago talked about that, and it's been true. You know, sometimes we don't want to see people really because we don't want to be hurt, or we don't want to be let down, or it gets too complicated. But when people show you who they are, believe them, and you have a choice to stay or to move on. But you want to, whatever you do, make sure it's something that's going to be beneficial for you. Number two of what to learn from being in lockdown, a year in review, is that doing nothing is an option. Yes. If you are someone that's used to doing so many things, a lot of that got cut, right? It got cut short. You had to scale back or find a new way of doing things. But doing nothing is an option also. I learned a lot throughout this time because I have always been a one to do a lot of things. And I actually just stopped a lot of things. Like, I stopped. And I learned so much from doing that. And just getting back to some basic things and learning and just taking my time. And you don't always have to have something on your plate, balancing something. I know you still have to keep going. You still have to, you know, live. But sometimes you may want to turn off all the electronics and just unplug and just sit there for a moment, or take an hour, take a walk, or just sit. And relax. That's an option, and that's a great option. So don't be afraid to allow that energy to flow. Because a lot of times when we can sit and be quiet, we can get some new energy, we can recharge. And the third thing to learn from being in lockdown a year in review is gratitude. You should be grateful. Because for one, it could have been worse, right? If you are still here, congratulations. That's something to be grateful for. There's a lot of people that did not make it. People that I've known and heard of also, just due to life, due to different ailments they say they've had and all the controversy surrounding, you know, vaccine or no vaccine. But be grateful that you are still here, and be grateful for the relationships that you still have. Maybe your circle has gotten smaller. Be grateful that the people that are in your life are those that are supposed to be in your life. The connections that you've made over this year are the connections that are supposed to be connected to you. The job, the career, the business that you have, be grateful for those things. So that's three things, a year in review, three things to learn from being in lockdown. Number one, again, was when people show you who they are, believe them. Number two, doing nothing is an option. And number three is gratitude. So I hope you spend some time of reflection on these things to learn. If you have some more, feel free to share. You can go to my website, howtoliveintime.com, and under the show notes, there's a place you can leave a comment. Feel free to comment your thoughts if you have more, if you want to share about how things have been going for this year. And sending lots of positive vibes and positive energy your way, that you continue to thrive no matter how things look. You are an overcomer, and there is more to your story. Until next time, learn to love and learn to serve. And looks like it's pretty early around here. So, I will get a smoothie. It was a little too early to grab my smoothie. But hopefully you have grabbed your smoothie or a cup of tea and joined this conversation. So, till next time. Bye for now.